Title: Break Lab Break Roll and Saturate Deep Dive. Using macro controls creatively in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes. Alright, let's build something that feels properly jungle. A breakbeat that isn't just looping, but constantly shifting, rolling, crunching, and breathing like it's alive. In this lesson, we're staying beginner friendly, using stock Ableton Live 12 devices, and we're building one single Break Lab audio effect rack that you can drop onto basically any break. The big idea is simple. Instead of tweaking 10 devices every time you want energy, we'll map the good stuff to a few macros. Then you can perform the break, automate it, and build hype like a pro. Two signature ingredients today. First, break rolls, those fast stutters and tiny repeats that create that rrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr wave vibe, without flattening all your transients. By the end, you'll have 8 macros. Roll amount, roll rate, dirt, crunch, punch, air or hats, space, and a big performance macro called hype that pushes multiple things at once. Let's go. Step 0. Quick session setup so your break behaves. Set your tempo somewhere in the DNB zone, like 170 BPM. Anywhere from 165 to 175 is fair game, but 170 is a sweet spot for learning. Now drag in a classic break. Amen, think, funky drummer, anything with character. Click the clip and turn warp on. For warp mode, choose beats. And for preserve, choose transients. Set the envelope somewhere around 40 to 60 as a starting point. Here's why we're doing beats mode. It hangs onto the snap of the hits when we start doing micro repeats. If you use the wrong warp mode, rolls can get smudgy and weird fast. Turn loop on and make sure it loops cleanly at 1 bar or 2 bars. 2 bars is often nicer for jungle because the break phrase has more movement, but either is fine. Step 1. Clean and gain stage because dirt works better when you don't slam it. On the break track, add utility first. Adjust gain so your break is peaking roughly around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. This isn't some strict rule. It's just giving your processing room to breathe. If the break feels super wide or facey, you can try reducing width slightly, like 90 to 100%. Optional, but it can help it feel denser and more centered later. Now add EQ8. Do a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove useless rumble. If it's muddy, try a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB. And if it's harsh, a tiny dip around 3 to 6 kHz can save your ears. Keep this part basic. You're not mixing the whole track right now. You're prepping the break so it takes processing well. Step 2. Build the Break Lab rack. Select Utility and EQ8. Then group them with CMD or Control plus G. Rename the rack to Break Lab. This matters because once you have a few racks in a project, clear names keep you sane. Now we're going to add the fun devices inside this rack and start mapping macros. Step 3. The roll engine. This is the heart of jungle movement. Add beat repeat after EQ8. Set it like this as a starting point. Interval to 1 bar. Offset at 0. Grid at 1/16. Variation at 0 for now. Date around 70 to 90%. Chance at 0%, because we'll control it with a macro. Mix at 0%, also macro controlled. Filter off for now. Now map macro 1 and name it roll amount. Map it to beat repeat mix from 0 up to 50%. Also map it to beat repeat chance from 0 up to about 35%. And optionally, map gate from 90 down to 60, so as you turn roll amount up, the repeats tighten slightly and feel more like a roll instead of a long messy stutter. Teacher note here, the mapping range matters more than the device. If your roll amount goes from nice to ruined in the first tiny movement, you didn't pick the wrong device. Your range is just too wide. Tighten the range so the whole knob travel is usable. Now macro 2. Name it roll rate. Map it to beat repeat grid. Set the range so it travels from 1/8 down to 1/32. If you want that absolute machine gun fill, extend it to 1/64 later, but learn the musical zone first. Quick usage tip. In the groove, roll amount should be low. Think 0 to 15%. Rolls are spices. Then for fills, push it into the 25 to 45% zone, just for moments. Step 4. Saturation for weight and vibe. In Live 12, roar is absolutely perfect for this. Add roar after beat repeat. Pick a style like tape or warm. Dart drive around 10 to 20%. If it gets fizzy, darken the tone slightly. And set mix around 50, to 80%, so you're getting a parallel feel instead of completely obliterating the dry break. Now map macro 3 and call it dirt. Map roar drive from around 5% up to 35%. Map roar mix from 40% up to 100%. If tone is available to map, keep it subtle. Tiny range. We want control, not chaos. If you don't want roar, or you're aiming for a classic straightforward crunch, you can use saturator instead. Soft clip-on, drive around 2 to 6 dB, and reduce output so it doesn't just get louder and trick you into thinking it's better. And that brings up a big coach tip. Do a level truth check. Once you've got dirt and later hype mapped, add a utility at the very end of the rack. When your rack gets more intense, it will often get louder. Loudness feels exciting, but it's not the same as sounding better. So you do this. Turn dirt or hype to zero. Notice the loudness. Turn it to 100, and adjust that final utility mapping so the loudness is roughly the same. Now you're judging tone and movement, not just volume. Step 5. Controlled crunch for that old-school bite. Add redux after roar. Start with downsample somewhere between 1.5 and 4.0, but keep it subtle. Bit reduction is optional and dangerous fast. If you do it, think 12 down to 8, not let's go to 4 bits and destroy everything. Set dry slash wet at 0 to start. Map macro 4 and name it crunch. Map redux dry slash wet from 0 to 25%. Map downsample from 1.0 to about 4.5. This is that rave era texture, but it's easy to overdo. If you feel like your break suddenly sounds small and crispy in a bad way, pull crunch down first, before you start panicking with EQ. Step 6. Keep the snap. Saturation can flatten breaks, so we bring back punch. Add drum bus after redux. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch low, like 0 to 10. Boom off for now, because boom can get weird on full breaks until you really know what you're doing. Then set transients anywhere from plus 5 to plus 20 depending on how much life you lost from dirt and crunch. Map macro 5 and name it punch. Map transients from 0 up to plus 25. Optionally map drum bus drive from 0 up to 20%, but keep it a lighter range. Little sound design note, if you push punch and suddenly the break feels harsh, don't assume transients are bad. Often it's just that the 3 to 5k HC zone is now poking out. A tiny dip there can make punch feel powerful without being painful. Step 7. Top end control for hats and air. Add another EQA to after drum bus. Create a gentle high shelf at around 8 to 10k HC. Gain starting at plus 1 to plus 4 dB. Q around 0.7 to 1.0. Map macro 6 and call it air or hats. Map the shelf gain from 0 up to plus 5 dB. Extra upgrade idea. Instead of only boosting highs, you can turn this into a tilt EQ. As air goes up, you also pull a little low mid boxiness down, like a low shelf around 150 to 300 HC dipping slightly. That way it gets brighter and less cardboard Y at the same time. Step 8, space. Tight room vibe, not a wash. Add hybrid reverb after EQ. Use convolution. Choose a small room or studio type space. Set decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 15 milliseconds. Dry slash wet kept low, like 0 to 12%. Map macro 7 and name it space. Map dry slash wet from 0 up to 12%. Optionally map decay from 0.4 up to 1.2 seconds, but again, keep it controlled. Remember, for jungle breaks, space is more about vibe and glue. Big W reverb moments are usually better done on ascend, so you can keep your core break punchy. Step 9. The hype macro. This is your performance knob. Macro 8. Name it hype. Map it to multiple things at once. Beat repeat mix from 0 to 35%. Roar drive from about 10 to 30%. Drum bus transients from plus 5 to plus 20. Air shell from plus 1 to plus 4 dB. And now the important safety move, map hype also to a final utility gain so when you crank hype, the rack trims slightly down, like 0 to minus 2 dB. This keeps your output under control and makes your automation feel professional instead of everything just got louder. Quick extra coach note, one safety control is worth it. If you find your rack gets wild during automation, having that output trim tied into hype saves you every time. Now let's talk arrangement, how to use it like jungle, not like a demo of plugins. Try this over a 16-bar phrase, bars 1 to 8, groove state, roll amount very low, like 0 to 10, dirt around 10 to 20, punch maybe 10 to 15, air tasteful, you want it moving, not screaming, bars 9 to 12, energy lift, slowly raise dirt and air, just a little, add a touch of space, like 2 to 6%, so it starts to feel like the room is opening up. Bars 13 to 16, fill and drop setup. Automate hype upward in the last one or two bars. Do a momentary spike of roll amount in the last half bar. Then do the classic old school tension move. Cut everything for one beat before the drop. The easiest way is automate utility volume down quickly for that one beat, then slam back in. Old school trick you should try right away. Put a very quick roll on the last 8th note or 16th note before a big snare leading into the drop. It's such a small gesture, but it screams jungle. Common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. Don't saturate too hot too early. If your break is already near 0 dB and you drive roar, it'll turn brittle and flat. Gain stage first. Don't do rolls everywhere. If beat repeat is constantly active, the groove stops being a groove. Don't over-brighten with air. Breaks get harsh fast. If you need brightness, you might actually need a small cut in the harsh zone first. And always level match. Louder is not automatically better. Quick darker. Heavier tip if your break is fighting your bass line. Classic jungle breaks often live above the sub. Add an EQ8 after the saturation and high pass higher than you think. Sometimes 70 to 120 HC depending on the sample. Keep the kick and sub relationship clean, and let the break be the character in the mids and highs. Another roll feel tip. Roll feel isn't just grid, it's gate and timing. If the rolls feel too machine-like, try a tiny bit of beat repeat variation, even a small value, and consider loosening that gate mapping so repeats aren't identical every time. Mini practice exercise 10 minutes. Load a break and build the rack. Create 2 8-bar loops in arrangement view. Loop A is minimal movement, mostly groove. Loop B is higher energy with fills and a hype ramp. Automate roll amount so it spikes at the end of bar 8 and at the end of bar 16. Automate hype to ramp over 2 bars before a transition. Add a tiny bump of space only in the last bar. Then export both loops and compare them at the same loudness.